This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes also to our roughnecks working on those big oil rigs out there all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra. Heard from William last night up there in Wyoming, and to the guys in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thank you for what you do. Thanks to the Merchant Marine, too, for the job they do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the reason that I kind of slipped a little bit there was the bulletin just came across the wire here. Joe Biden has won Texas.
Very, very interesting. Well, it has been, of course, a very good day for Joe Biden, a good night for Joe Biden, as it were, and you're right. I'm seeing the same thing here. Joe Biden has now been, they've called it for Joe Biden there, so he is going to be getting a lot of delegates out of that, of course, and adding into his totals for the night, which have been pretty big compared to Bernie Sanders.
Well, before we started the show, we were talking about this. Here's where we're at with the Super Tuesday results, and the states won. We'll get into the delegates in a minute. Biden won Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, third place, Minnesota. Okay, congratulations. And by the way, let me just say this. Thank you to the people in Minnesota for getting rid of the Sanders-Omar duo up there and for doing what we suggested you do, for standing up for America, for waving the damn flag, and getting rid of those people that don't stand there and don't honor our country, like Ilhan Omar, who the next step is, you folks hopefully will vote her the hell out of office up there. But anyway, that's just my thought. Now I'll get back down off my soapbox. But Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Now, Maine is still up for grabs. Very, very, very close. But Biden had a slight lead in Maine. In Sanders, won California, Colorado, Utah, and Vermont.
That's right. And so Bernie Sanders, of course, will crow about all of these winnings.
Well, he can crow all about California, but here's where we got to go here. Now, I'm going to go back up here to Maine real quick and take a look. Let's see here. Biden is up by about 1,400 votes in Maine. with 80% in. Have you got anything different than that?
Yeah, I'm seeing 81% reporting. He's at 33.9% versus Bernie Sanders at 33.1%. So, right, so this is a very 61,795 versus 60,450. Both right now looking to get each of them get 8 delegates out of Maine on how this is going at this very moment.
And here's where we're at. Now, I don't know how the Texas thing is going to be split up, but before Texas came in, Biden was at 438, Sanders was at 369 for total delegates.
Right, exactly. And right now I'm seeing some updated information that all told delegates, Biden is running about 450, Bernie Sanders around 376. And Elizabeth Warren coming in with 48, Bloomberg with 43 delegates, Pete Buttigieg, 26. So there's a little trading he can do with that there.
You know why I just snickered, don't you? Because Bloomberg won 5 delegates in the American Samoa Island, and Tulsi Gabbard got 1, but Bloomberg spent $3 million to get those 5 delegates in the American Samoa Island.
Isn't that something? Now, one would think,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And that was his only victory of the night, and so one would think he'd jump on a private jet and go over there and thank everybody himself.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that is absolutely the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard so far in politics, that somebody would do something that stupid, that it meant that much to him to get... five out of 6 delegates. But anyway, it is what it is. So here we go. Let's wrap this up again. We got Sanders, California, Colorado, Utah, Vermont. We've got Biden, Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. And Maine is too close to call.
That's right. And so that could go a little bit further into the night, or they may call it while we're on the air here tonight. And, of course, we'll announce it.
I don't know. It's one of those eastern states, and you would think they might have an automatic recount because of the fact it's less than 1%. It's what
it's so
an eight-tenths of a percent advantage or something like that?
That's true. Yeah, so perhaps so. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there were some other things that happened yesterday, and I need to call on you for this one. Daryl Issa was in a primary contest out there in California in the, the 50th Congressional District. Now, I'll let you look this up during the break, but we need to know how Daryl Issa did in the 50th Congressional District out there. And then there was, that was an election, I guess, to replace Duncan Hunter. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll tell you what's going on out there. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be an interesting night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my telephone line, and I'll be right to you in just a second here, because I got to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I did for a number of years and was forced to take, because I didn't know any better, was forced to take Mobic and Flexerol for the problems I had not only with my back but with my ankle after having ankle replacement, which the problem I still have is called swelling in the ankle, which happens with the weather changes and whatnot. The only thing that I found after I decided I wanted to get rid of the Mobic and Flexerol, which had some side effects to it, was Aleve, and I took 8 Aleve a day at one time, and that is not good for you. I would never suggest anybody do that because it can start internal bleeding. So when I found out about Relief Factor and heard about it, the 1995 Quick Start, I jumped right on it, took it, and I've been on it now for 3 years and 11 months. And it's worked for me every single day I've taken it. Now, you can try it the way I did. Start out with a 3-week Quick Start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, because if you've got arthritis pain like I do, back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, ankle pain like I do, foot pain, general muscle aches and pain together, then you can try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start right away and you'll find relief just like I did. 80% of the people that take it on this program, 80% of the people stay on it. That's what we're being told by the Relief Factor folks, the people that order it, stay on it. So that's a good thing. And again, all I can tell you is it worked for me. It'll work for you. All natural. No narcotics in this at all. All natural. And the ingredients in it are actually good for you. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, during the break, we were looking up a couple things. Now, first of all, I told you to look up California's 50th Congressional District because that's the one that we were electing a temporary congressional representative for the 50th district who would represent the district until the fall election. Apparently, we have got, three Republicans. Daryl Issa, former Republican congressman. Brian Jones, a Republican. Carl DeMaio, a Republican. Running against one Democrat, Amar Campa Najjar. And you have some early results there. What's that showing you?
That's right, Captain. We've only got about 5% reporting from what we understand right now. The Democrat, Amar Campa Najjar, seems to be in a lead with 33.9%. Daryl Issa in second place with 25.2%. The other Republican, DeMaio, at 21.4%. Brian Jones, also another Republican, at 10.3%. That's very early on in how they're counting the vote so far, but an early lead for the Democrat to take over that seat vacated by Duncan Hunter.
And that's 5% of the vote, you said?
That's right. Actually, just ticked up to 6 right there. Yeah. So,
okay, so it's very early in it.
It's very early. And a lot of these are probably early votes and this kind of stuff, but we'll see it continue to come in here throughout the evening.
All right, very good. Now, the other race that we were looking at that we've been keeping our eyes on is the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, the primary there. And you had to have a clear and definitive winner with 50% plus one of the vote to be able to go up against the incumbent senator there, the Democrat, Doug Jones. And that did not happen, but the top two Republican vote-getters were Jeff Sessions, the former senator, that is his old seat, and Tommy Tuberville, the former coach at Auburn, the old War Eagle coach.
That's right, yeah, former football coach Tommy Tuberville. They were running pretty much neck and neck in the race tonight. He had 33.4% at last count. Sessions with 31.6%. That's with 99%.
And where was Roy, and where was the old judge there, the woman the cowboy had to rode the horse, Roy Moore, where was he at?
Let's see here. It says 6.8%.
Okay, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because that was when I heard he was running again, I said, oh, please.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Please. Yeah. So the people obviously rejected him. But again, the big news tonight, and again, I can't say this enough, because we harped on this, you and I both, last night in Minnesota, when Ilhan Omar got up on the stage with Bernie Sanders, and they were holding hands and shouting, and vote for me, he's the best guy, and all that, and Omar was in there in the middle of it. I said, please, you people in Minnesota, you've got to wake up and stop this nonsense. Omar is misrepresenting you. It's a disgrace. It makes you look all like a bunch of fools, and I'll be doggone if they didn't pay attention and did not vote for Bernie because of the Omar thing, I do believe. And Joe Biden wins Minnesota.
Well, exactly right. And so I think this is a part of the story as we go through the Biden victories tonight as well, because a lot of these Biden victories in some part are due to a repudiation of Bernie Sanders and his socialist, Marxist kind of point of view that he seems to be bringing to all this. And so to some degree it's Biden, but to a great degree too, I think you've got a lot of people saying, we don't want to get within 10 feet of Bernie Sanders on this. This is not good for their Democrat Party.
Yeah, and I'm also being told, don't forget about Amy Klobuchar. Yeah, that's true. She did endorse Joe Biden and dropped out of the race, so her votes might have gone to Biden. I always say that probably was more or less the case, because I don't think it would have gone to Sanders. Klobuchar was definitely not even close to Sanders.
Sanders. But, so there you go.
Well, exactly. And so I think you're seeing some surge because you had candidates drop out, but you also had people that did early voting that weren't able to change their votes. Perhaps they might want to have changed their vote and voted for a different candidate, knowing what they knew now about who was dropping out. But again, that's not affecting it overall, it would seem, in terms of how this is playing out and then how it's going to play out for the so-called brokered convention. You've got a lot of Democrat commentators tonight, Captain, trying to say, look, don't worry, we're not going to have a brokered convention. But guess who wants a brokered convention?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg has wanted that, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Bernie Sanders is not going to give it up too easily on this whole thing. They are going to, I think, try to fight to the finish.
Well, they're trying to railroad Bernie. They're trying to derail him, and again, we don't know exactly. We'll try to give you a count on delegates here before Kyle leaves here in another segment, but because we got some numbers, preliminary numbers, Biden's at 450, Sanders is at 376, and of course, Biden officially now has been declared the winner in Texas. We'll have to figure out how those delegates get divvied up. And in California, of course, Sanders is projected a winner there, and we'll have to see how those delegates get divvied up. 415 delegates in California.
Exactly right. And so what we're seeing now, of course, in California, they have called it for Bernie Sanders. We've got about 35% reporting at this point, even though they have called it. Right now, Bernie Sanders is hauling 70 delegates out of California, Joe Biden 20, Bloomberg with 8, Warren with 7. And that's how it's shaping up right now, but we've got to get through the end of the counting.
So if I add those delegates to what I got, that puts Biden at 470, that puts Sanders at 446, and that's an unofficial count.
Right, that's an unofficial count, adding in what we know so far, if they were to get any more. But it's going to change, so it'll change before the morning, obviously.
Yep.
But what's going on in California is pretty interesting, too, because Sanders is going to say, look, I've got this huge state. I could probably win it in the general. And, of course, but California's going to go for the Democrat anyway.
That's right.
In general. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's talk about the coronavirus, the latest coronavirus news. J.P. Morgan tested the U.S. virus plan, and they tested it with their workers, with people telecommunicating it from home, using their laptop computers and whatnot to do their work. It was very successful on their part. So that's phase one, I guess, of what may or may not be done in the event that something worse happens here in the United States.
Well, that's right. And it behooves companies to have some kind of battle plan for the coronavirus or for any other kind of biological problem that could be foisted upon the American people. And again, I look at this, it goes under the umbrella of civil defense, generally speaking, because again, you don't want to be able to be paralyzed by someone who would release something into the populace in an extreme.
Well, this is why we've got FEMA involved and why the military is involved and all that. So hold that thought. We're going to come right back. And then, folks, we're going to give you an update on those deadly tornadoes last night in the Nashville, Tennessee area, Hermitage, Tennessee. We had a number of our folks get a hold of us last night telling us what was going on, including Terry up there in Nashville, who works overnight. And we thank him very much for the great information he gave us. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed results for the Democratic hopefuls on Super Tuesday. One of them coming in strong, others not so much. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, while Joe Biden wins 8 states on Super Tuesday, Bernie Sanders winning in delegate-rich California, Colorado, Utah, and in his home state of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren not winning any states. Mike Bloomberg, who spends almost $500 million on TV commercials, winning only in the territory of American Samoa. Maine and Texas still too close to call at this hour.
Thank you, Robin. Polling centers across the state of Texas remain open at this hour because of very long lines, some people waiting 3 hours to cast their votes. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And Wayne Allyn Root will be with us tomorrow night, Thursday night his time, Friday morning our time. But he will be with us tomorrow night on the air. And I can't wait to hear his discussion about Super Tuesday, because he's always a wealth of information. Now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico can be found by going to the website, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. And when you're over there, type in your zip code, and they'll ask you what it is they can do to help you, and you can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. If you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, they'll even help you with your homeowners and your renter's insurance, too. And if you bundle your insurance, say your homeowner's policy, like I do with your car insurance, you'll get an additional discount. You get a safe driver's discount every year that you don't have an accident, and that adds right up, too. when some of the insurance costs that go up, they don't really go up if you get all the different discounts that are offered to you. So that's a really good thing. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. So go on over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Type in your zip code, get yourself a quote, and see if they can save you some money. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, Tennessee last night, they had two tornadoes rip through there. One of them actually struck downtown, just east of downtown in the football stadium. Went on the ground. It was on the ground for about 10 miles all the way up to Hermitage, Tennessee. Did a lot of damage. And we've got the latest Tennessee emergency operations report is 25 dead, 77 not accounted for and missing, and they're working on trying to locate those people.
That's right, Captain. Governor Bill Lee described it to reporters, saying it's heartbreaking, and I think that sort of sums it up. And so many people are devastated by this, and our hearts go out to them, obviously. 77 people are still unaccounted for, according to Putnam County officials, and you're right, 25 people have died. Although there is one death that was said to be not storm-related in further analysis of their information that they put out. But you still have 25 people who have died in this area, and 77 people unaccounted for, and it's just a very, very devastating thing
that
this happened.
Yeah, and we had some truck drivers in the area last night that were calling us up and giving us reports as to what they saw and where they were at. And Terry, our overnight worker that runs his own little business here in Nashville, was letting us know what was going on. And I want to thank Terry very much because he gave us an eyewitness firsthand account of what he was seeing. And it was very important that we were able to get that information out to the people there in the Nashville area, because we do have an affiliate right there in Hermitage, Tennessee. And we hope everybody there was okay. I haven't heard anything back from the station or whatnot. I do know they got knocked off the air for a little while last night, but they were back on the air again today because I checked with them during the daytime. But we're just happy to report that so far so good, but it's going to take a while. They're going to rebuild and come back. And that airport that was right there, that little executive airport,
mm-hmm.
Total and complete devastation. Planes, literally, Learjets, literally, the entertainment jets?
Yeah.
Literally picked up and thrown on a pile.
It is just really, something to see and a terrible sight. And, Captain, I think you were remarking as well that they haven't seen this kind of level of tornadoes in that area for quite some time.
70 years for this type of devastation in the area where it hit. 70 years. Very unusual for this time of the year to get a tornado there. But just thank God it wasn't, and we hope the death toll doesn't get any higher. But when you've got 77 people missing and not accounted for, you hope for the best. You just say, well, their cell phones are done, and they're in a hotel or they're somewhere, and they'll try to locate them. Hopefully they will, and the death toll won't go any higher. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday heard a case debating the power of the presidency. What's this all about?
Well, this has to do, I believe, with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and whether or not the president has the power to fire the head of that independent organization, essentially an independent organization, similar to others that we've heard of before in the government, such as the Federal Reserve or Federal Trade Commission, this kind of thing, Federal Communications Commission. And the idea is, can the president fire them at will without any cause? Or is, as legislation says, that he has restrictions on that. But here's the thing, and Justice Kavanaugh, by the way, as I understand, was heard to say, well, look, what happens if you have a president who's saddled essentially with somebody at a change of administration that was appointed by a previous president that may not be, wanting to march with the program of the new president, and you saddle them with somebody like that. So this is where the heart of the matter is.
Now, the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, current, his future is uncertain right now. because we were reporting what we were hearing from the Jerusalem Post and others, Juarez, one of the agencies, that he was one seat short of a majority. Well, fact of the matter is, he has 59 and needs two.
That's right, exactly. That's right. So he's got 59. He's two seats short of the 61 that he needs for a majority.
Say that fast 25 times.
No kidding. But on Tuesday night, they'll be looking at absentee ballots from IDF soldiers and diplomats and others as well, and then also special ballots for anybody confined because of the coronavirus. So there may be still some to be counted yet, but it looks like they got 99% of the regular polling stations have already been counted. So again, it puts the Likud party and Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister in the position of needing to try to form a government, and that's where the horse trading will start happening, Captain.
Yeah. Now, the president said yesterday that he had spoken to the Taliban leader and said that he had a good talk with him. What that's all about, I don't really know, but... Again, because of what the Taliban and because of what the Islamics are led to do, they can use something called the taqiyya, which is you tell them what they want to hear as long as you still subscribe to your principles, Islamic beliefs.
Well, right. That's why this is a very touchy situation.
To say the least.
Yeah, it has to be navigated by the president very, very carefully. And it's interesting, you know, there's sort of a Trump speak kind of thing. He might come out and say, we had a good talk, and then some anti-Trump people will jump all over that and say, this sounds like, you know, very, very simplistic,
yeah,
you know, overview.
Okay.
But in reality, Trump may have really laid down the law.
All right. And then finally, Steny Hoyer, who's the number two guy in the House under Nancy Pelosi, he said the House is going to vote soon on the War Powers Act regarding Donald Trump.
That's right. Could be the following week or even in the next session. But get this, Captain, this is sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine. Was a resolution that came up first on this, and of course he was the running mate for Hillary Clinton, and he's got a similar proposal to the House proposal, but you're right, they're looking to try to make sure that they can, again, try to limit this president. I don't want to say any president, because again, it seems to be specifically directed because President Trump went and got Soleimani and took him out of the game, basically, and I guess that many in the House are thinking, oh well, we don't want to upset the Iranians or something like that, so we're going to take action, and it's probably not going to come up anytime soon, one would think.
Yeah, and one last thing before you have to go, I want to once again thank the people of Minnesota for shunning Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar, that duo in a Democratic presidential primary. And even though Joe Biden won the Democratic side, yeah, I think Amy Klobuchar had something to do with that, but they did not by the lie coming from Ilhan Omar and Bernie Sanders.
And that is really something. And I'm so gratified by that, because what Bernie Sanders is saying, what Ilhan Omar is saying, they just seem to be, it's hard to put them into a category other than trying to foment some
anti-American,
kind of
good things, anti-anything positive.
Well, right, because the whole premise is America's bad.
Yep.
And Captain, you and I and so many people listening right now, we don't think America's bad.
Nope. Tell us how you're your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the radio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. He does a great job. And we've got the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up here. Got a little bit of weather to talk about. Nothing all that terrible at the moment, but we got something around the corner again, as you might well know, coming in off the West Coast, and some things developing in the mountains, too. We'll let you know what it's all about as we take a break, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Watch. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and here we go.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern
well before. Well, the speed's on ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, I hope they're white. I'm just passing up Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-battling everything in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight, and we are home right now, sitting right here at our front console in Tampa Bay, Florida, at our flagship station, and this portion of the Truckers Highway Byway Report on the Captain Smack Third Watch, brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot or Flying J truck stop. And I understand that the pilots and Flying J's around Nashville last night did a great job seeing to it that the, the drivers had a place to hibernate at. The storms were around them, and thank goodness for that. So, you know, again, you're home away from home out there. Your pilot and your Flying J, the travel centers are out there. Make sure you check them out, Pilot Travel Centers and the Flying J truck stops. Well, here we go. And if you don't like the way the weather was last night, it's changed today. So get ready, because here we go. A slow-moving front will focus hazardous weather across the south over the next few days, with a broad threat for flash flooding and renewed chances for river flooding across the southeast, and that includes the Mississippi River. Now, severe thunderstorms are possible each day, progressing from parts of Texas eastward across the Gulf Coast, all the way over into Georgia, and even the panhandle of Florida. Now, there are some critical fire weather concerns forecast across the central part of the country right now. Nebraska, where it's dried out and it's really, really, really dry. And the northeastern part of Colorado and the northwestern part of Kansas right now, where it's really, really dry. Now, what we've got going on here with the rain and with the flash flooding and the thunderstorms and the flash and river threats and all that stuff starts out along the Mississippi River, Louisiana, right up about the Arkansas line, about halfway up Mississippi, all the way down to the Gulf, and then over into Alabama, which also takes it up through Birmingham. Matter of fact, you can take I-20 and just come right straight across I-20, and that's the line right there. Take it all the way across into Georgia, from West Georgia through Atlanta over to Augusta, and everything south of there, down towards, almost all the way to Valdosta. Okay, you've got flash flooding and or flood watches or warnings going on right now for large amounts of rain and severe weather that could be coming through the area. Now, not out of the woods yet, because let's go on over to the west, and following I-10, going out there towards El Paso, you do have some rain in the El Paso area right now, but up in Ruidoso, in the mountainous areas up around the racetrack and the Indian Reservation up there, Ruidoso, cutting across, going down into New Mexico, White Sands, New Mexico area down there. Up on that mountain pass going up through there, you've got snow right now, just a general snow. So far, nothing all that terrible, but the conditions are such that it could be anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of snow, depending on where you're at and what's going on. Out in California, we told you about that system that was starting to come in. We've got some mountain snows north of San Francisco right now, up along I-5, and we've got some rain over to the east, south of Lake Tahoe, and south of Carson City, and all the way down towards Fresno, California from Sacramento, some scattered showers and rain. Now, going up into Washington State, we have some snow tonight, just a general pattern of snow, 1 to 3 inches up on top of Snoqualmie. It goes down into about 60 or 70 miles south down out of there into Washington State, about halfway down the state. And then, pardon me, coming across to Idaho, and Montana, you've got some snow along the Montana-Idaho border, just south of Coeur d'Alene, down into the northern part of Idaho tonight, general snowfall there would be 3 to 4 inches. You do have some more snow up on top of 4th of July again tonight, but again, it's just 1 to 3 inches roughly. You've got some high winds on both sides of 4th of July along 90. You've got some winds pretty much all the way across Montana tonight. Got a little bit of rain out in the mix all way over to the eastern part, central and eastern part of Montana tonight. Got some rain in Wyoming off to the west. Going up, if you're going up, U.S., 30, if you're going up towards Pocatello, that away, coming out of, Little America, you're going to have some rain going up that way, scattered showers, you're going to have some wind going across Wyoming tonight, wind over in the eastern part of Wyoming, and North Dakota tonight, general rain, pretty much raining on and off, all across, North Dakota at the moment and the western part of Minnesota. You got showers there, in the area. It's kind of hit or miss as it will be west of, the Twin Cities. And, over on the East Coast, wind starting out along the coastline with Massachusetts going up into New Hampshire. Then you've got some winds tonight up along, the coastline of Maine, and further up into Maine, northern Maine, you've got a winter storm warning for the Presque Isle area up there, Caribou, Maine as well, and going up into Nova Scotia and a general snow up in that area. So if you're headed that way, that's what you're going to find. So keep that in mind. And along the Gulf Coast from New Orleans, right along the water, I-10, you're going to have hit or miss fog all the way down. If you're going down to Brownsville, hit or miss fog all the way over to Houston, and then all the way down to Brownsville, Texas, where there's going to be fog occasionally thick, but it'll be patchy, to say the least. And then you've got some very dry weather conditions down there, Brownsville and Harlingen down there in Texas right now. So the advice of that. Over towards Laredo, too, I might add. Very, very dry conditions. Fire watch has been issued for down there, too. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, and don't forget about that. Don't forget that folks that are out there in the highways and byways tonight, you can stop by your local Pilot or your local Flying J Travel Center and tell them the captain sent you and get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. And let's see here. Along with the coffee, you might want to stop and grab yourself a little sandwich or something too there, because they got some pretty good food in some of those places. Because again, what you're going to find is not what you think you're going to find in some of these. If you haven't been to a Pilot Travel Center lately, you're apt to find a McDonald's, an Arby's, a full-service Dairy Queen, a Wendy's. You could find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Chester's Chicken in one of those Pilot Travel Centers. Also, in the Flying J's, you might find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, all pretty good places. And don't forget, up north, you'll find the Dunkin' Donuts scattered out in them, too. And the Dunkin' Donuts are nothing to scream about either lately, because they offer a little breakfast menu, light breakfast, light lunch, light supper. They make soup and chili and whatnot, so they got all of that. But Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and you're going to enjoy being able to go over there and check them out for sure. And by the way, get yourself one of those travel mugs. Get yourself in the travel club. Get yourself in the fuel discount club, too. And find out all the different things that you can save by going to the Pilots and the Flying J's. Now, we're going to be coming back after the top of the hour. Hour number two. We're going to look back again and see where we're at with some of the numbers here. See if we can give you a call on the last state out there, Maine, which is very, 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 very close, like 1,600 boats or something like that. But we'll give you a recount on everything that's gone on tonight with the Super Tuesday boats. So we'll be back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch, and our friend Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.